Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, episode 95 for the week of January 8th, according to Fumo Jive, 2006. But we all know it's 2007.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Puma Jive.
I'm JVB.
I'm Axel Thor.
I'm Dr. 120. What's up?
I'm Clonex talking from a paper tube. Will I am.
And
that.
And I'm Night Shadow.
And I'm Sapajou.
Welcome aboard.
Are you guys asleep? Because, I mean, the last time you said that, you were like the last people were laying for like 10 seconds. And who else?
No, I'm just waiting for Night Shadow.
Yeah.
And Night Shadow's waiting for Sapa. Yeah.
Alright. Well, yeah, welcome everybody.
Do my paperclip collection.
Welcome everybody. This is the Roundtable Show where we got a whole bunch of people in a big conference call. And we're all going to be talking about one thing today, and it is the Wii. All about the Wii. This is not Halo related, as it turns out. Even though we got no excuses for that, because it's the unofficial Halo Universe podcast and all. But next week we'll be back to Halo 3.
The Halo Wars show. Oh, never mind. Wrong place. No.
So, we're going to be talking all about the Wii this show, what we think about it. We got a bunch of people here who have the Wii or have played a lot with it and are going to be talking all about it. We're going to be talking about the games. We're going to be talking about the online play. We're going to be talking about all kinds of different stuff. So, and somebody's got a
cuckoo clock going off and about.
Sorry, that's mine.
They still make cuckoo clocks?
Dude, of all things to go off in the background would be a cuckoo clock.
There's like the cuckoo clock, there's like a huge drum. I'm gonna see if I can find a car alarm somewhere, a spread car alarm, make that go off.
Last night
in my dad's car.
Last there was a dog humping a squeaky toy.
Oh my gosh, dude,
what's
dog
it cutting slick?
So crazy.
It was so funny, man. There was a squeaky thing just going where
didn't that happen
night
in Click? Did you ever guys ever see Click? It was a horrible movie, but this dog humping this duck.
How do we get from the Wii to humping dogs?
I don't know. Somebody is changing the subject a little too quick.
It's called
here.
The Wii.
Real quick. Humping. Real quick. Yeah. About last night, we did record a show. There was a little bit of difficulty. The finger that was press record malfunctioned. And so, the gentleman who was here with us, Killerzilla, couldn't join us today, so I just want to give him a shout out and say, we'll definitely bring you back again. And it was fun having you on last night, Killerzilla.
So, yeah. Miss you, dog.
That being said, I'm gonna take the first comment here by Freaks. Halo Freak. Sorry, there's only one of them. He goes, I got the Wii for Christmas. Whoops. Oh yeah, Uber Pwnage. I gotta tell you, it rules like heck. Top games is Zelda and Excitruck. They both pwn and make good use of the Wii's motion sensing capabilities. There's almost nothing the Wii can't do, with the exception of making a decent omelet. Well, actually, I think you can. I think you can at least,
I'm sure if you tried hard enough, you could.
No, that's the PS3. PS3 makes your omelets.
He says, as soon as he gets his internet connected, he'll be able to... he's going to get his internet in a few weeks. He goes, on an unrelated note, here's a funny Wii story. In the first level on Call of Duty 3, you are ambushed by a German who you need to wrestle. By moving the Wii remote and the nunchuck at the same time. My uncle came in my room while I was doing this and saw me in a life or death struggle, and again, freaking out. Oh, and began freaking that's all I got. Anyway,
that's awesome, dude. His uncle's says, coming in, he's like writhing on the ground, you Nazi, I hate you.
No, for real. Like, when he says, like, He says life or death struggle. All I see is him freaking out, seizuring on the floor with his little remote, nunchuck in the air, and his uncle's like, "What's wrong with you?" I can just imagine some guy just flailing his arms around. Damn, you're Nazi!
At least all his uncle caught him going in the room. But he also says, "Bottom line, the Wii Pones 3, the PS3 sucks. I don't care what you say, you're wrong." And he goes, "I'm right. Enough said."
Wow.
So
actually, the
go ahead.
PS3 doesn't suck unless you want to make a George Foreman grill out of it. It is the perfect. Have you seen that? I think it's PS3grill.com.
True, true. Well, this is not the PS3 suck show.
have any of you?
Oh yeah.
Call of Duty 3.
Yeah,
I have it. It's pretty good. It's a lot different than the Xbox and the PlayStation versions. I've played the Xbox version at friend's house, and very different.
Different in what form? Like, different as far as the action is concerned? I mean, obviously there's a difference in graphics.
Yeah, but the gameplay's follows the same story, but some of the levels are a little different. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the part where you fight the Nazi is both in the PlayStation 3 and the 360 and the Wii.
Yeah.
But just, I don't know, some other levels are a little different. Like, there's a Sniper's Alley in the Wii version. And just a little different.
Hey, I gotta
Wii to aim?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask. No. How do you control it?
Yeah, you point the Wiimote at the screen, and you just, like, kind of point at where you want to shoot. And then the nunchuck attachment, the joystick is for, like, walking around and stuff.
Now, have you played games on the PC before with keyboard and mouse?
Yes, I have.
Would you compare the aiming of keyboard and mouse to the Wii? Is it comparable? You know, is it accurate and is there, like, an advantage of using that?
Actually, using the mouse is a little harder, because with this, you can actually, like, if you want to, you don't have to, but you can extend your arm and kind of, like, get a little more focus in there. When and mouse, you're kind of, like, struggling to get it on target. It makes it a little easier.
Oh, okay.
Red Steel, it's how you zoom in by moving the Wiimote towards the screen, and it's kind of awkward.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I would assume that would be kind of awkward. And Excite Truck, any of you guys play that one?
Yeah, I have. I played a demo of it, and I played it at a friend's house.
Yeah, and what do you think about it?
The controls are, you know, they're a lot of fun, and it's really hard to pick up at first. You know, it's harder than you think it would be. They almost seem kind of loose at the beginning, but then it's really fun when you go through it, because it's not even as much finishing in first. I mean, like, you're going for points, and finishing in first gets you a lot of points, but you get extra points for, like, doing crazy jumps and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So they focus more on actually playing the game to play it, to play, you know, these stages to for the full potential, I guess, instead of just, you know, having win and stuff.
You ever played, like, a burnout, how it'll give you, like, these stars for drifting or near misses? Like, you get something kind of like that for doing stuff, and you, like, earn these stars, and those are your points.
Well, it's like Project Gotham Racing, you get kudos for doing drifts and whatnot.
Oh, cool.
Right on.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, but, like, I think that, like, Excite Truck, one of the main draws about it is that it's kind of childish. Like, all the vehicles look like micro machines. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Play with when I was a kid. So, I mean, playing that is probably going to be way more fun for younger people and even older people than, like, the people that like the realism of Project Gotham 3 or Midnight Club 3 or games like that.
I wouldn't call Nightclub or Project Gotham real.
Well, I'm just saying, like, graphic-wise, it's better.
I understand what you're saying.
Than, like, jumping off of ramps and doing 360s with an Excite Truck. Can't do that.
What are you talking about, man? I did that just on the way home today, man.
Really? Yeah. Dude, you gotta hook me up, man. You gotta teach me how, Fumo. I need to be taught. I want to do a 360 when I park into my parking space at school. People are like, oh my god, it's so cool.
He's Uber.
That's what I'll say, man. Oh my god, he's so cool.
Like, I'm driving my truck, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Ew.
Yeah.
Alright, so next topic here.
Who's next?
Well, not next topic, but next person.
Next email. Who's taking this one, me?
Alexa, or Axel. Right.
Right. Crash Wave says, I got a Wii on launch night, and overall, I'm extremely happy with it. Some of the basics. A Mii is somewhat a 3D cartoon version of basically anybody. You can choose from a variety of mouths, hair, noses, eyes, and colors. Then you can send a Mii over an internet connection to any of your friends or use it in Wii Sports.
Who's like messed with the Miis before? What are they like? Are they cool?
Dude, Miis, they're amazing.
They're awesome.
Really?
I made mine is like really pudgy guy with a goatee and like glasses. I made him look like a tech support guy mixed with an evil genius.
Cool. So what all does it like show up? What does it do? What's the whole point?
Well, like when you play, you can play bowling, and when you play bowling, you can choose your character, and it'll track your stats for that character when you play bowling. But what's really cool is if you have enough characters, like I think it's like 30 or something, when you're playing bowling, they'll be hanging out in the background. Like I made a John Stamos and a Brock from Pokemon, and they were hanging out with my brother on the Wii when I was playing bowling, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. It's awesome. It's like when you can.
Oh, sorry about the gag. Okay, keep going, dude.
All right. lost my train of thought. Give me a second. Oh yeah. You can use the Mii in any of the games coming out, or in the games like I think you can use it in WarioWare, and some of the games you can use your Wii. I think it tracks your stats for that. Am I wrong? I thought I heard that.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't work on WarioWare, but the upcoming game.
Well, there's that game with the cows. I can't remember what it's called.
Play is coming out soon.
Actually, for the games you race on cows, it's awesome.
Actually,
Cow
I'm
Tipping Extreme.
Subscribed to on this Nintendo magazine, and actually it says that your Mii will show up in WarioWare. I've seen that, and that is true. You don't play as him, but he's in there. Yeah.
Now, how long does it take to create a Mii?
John Stamos, I had a picture of him on the internet and it took me like 20 minutes to get it right.
John Stamos.
John Stamos is rabies.
Oh, dude, it should come preloaded with John Stamos, man.
I know.
My Mii would totally be John Stamos.
You should do either.
What if you can make a
David Hasselhoff or.
Oh, yeah.
I made a Chuck Norris.
Basically,
I made all the characters from Pokemon.
No, I basically made mine look like the guy from Office Space. You know, I believe you have my stapler.
Not Dwight. He's from The Office.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, dude. The Office, yeah. That's cool, though.
So,
you guys seen the Stormtrooper Mii? That's hilarious.
One Up also has a couple of videos where you can make a bunch of different kinds of Mii's. They have, like, tons of Mii's. You can go on One Up and look up from the Wii, and there's tons of videos.
Yeah, it's funny.
Go ahead.
Today on Attack of the Show, they had a T-shirt, and it was a T-shirt with somebody's Mii on it. So I was telling Fumo earlier that this could be a very big marketing tool for Nintendo. Also, like they can probably separate it and make it its own type of
they send in their Mii or something, and they print it on a shirt.
She was wearing I don't know who was it, but they're selling Mii shirts now.
I think that'd be a really cool idea, and it would like holy pull for Nintendo if like someone could send in their Mii to Nintendo and then they print out a shirt of their Mii doing something on their shirt.
Actually I wouldn't be surprised if people start doing it on their own. I wouldn't be surprised to know later we're gonna
see kinda hard though.
MiiShirt.com or something like that. And believe me, it'll happen.
Now, what I like about the Mii is that it's better than gamer tags in a sense that it like gives you more than just a picture like in Halo. It's like an actual person that almost like a face to a name.
No, you're right. I mean, it does add character literally, and it gives you a sense of individualism instead of just looking at a gamer tag. I mean, if you have the vision camera, you can put your face on next to your gamer card, but there's something, I guess, taking the time to create your Mii,
Well, like, the Mii is a totally different thing, though. It's used for the game. It's the Mii is part of the Wii. It's part of the game. You're supposed to do it, because without a Mii, you can't play. With the gamer tag, it's your identity on an Xbox Live. That's who you are. It's not like a character or anything. Part of the game, you have to have a gamer tag to be on Xbox Live. You don't have to have a Mii to play on your Wii, though.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's like two totally different things. But, I mean, they are similar in a way that you're saying it gives it more character, and it kind of gives you more freedom to kind of make it who you are.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's finish up this email here. In Wii Sports, your Mii has various stats, including a score for each of the 5 sports in the game. By playing each sport long enough and good enough, you can achieve pro status. For some sports, this gives you a bonus, which is new and more powerful of ball and bowling. As far as the game selection goes, the only one I'm completely content with is Wii Sports. I enjoyed Excite Truck for about an hour, then didn't feel inclined to pick it up and play it again. Sadly, Zelda is the same case for me, and I'm sure others will disagree, but the task just seemed too repetitive and bland to me. I got about 5 or 6 hours into it, then I just stopped playing altogether. Overall, I'm quite pleased with the Wii, and it has tons of potential. I just hope that the developers can do a better job utilizing that potential.
I'm sure he'll get
his wish.
And
they will. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I mean, the Wii is still in its early stages. It's like the Microsoft Xbox Live was totally barren when it first started out, and now it's just like thriving. And now I'm sure the Wii will probably do the same thing.
When the 360 first came out, there was like hardly any good things to buy because they hyped Perfect Dark, but that was a bit of a letdown.
Yeah, well, the thing about third-party support, even Nintendo's finally getting third-party support, but there are always going to be ports, and you're going to have games like Call of Duty 3 that are going to be out in all 3 systems, and of course it's going to look inferior, and they're going to try to do a few things different with the controller and stuff, and that's going to be the main difference between all 3 ports. What's going to carry Nintendo, of course, is like always going to be its first-party support. So that's where you're going to see its full potential, and it's going to be in its first party games.
So hey, let's talk about Wii Sports, because he mentioned that. I'm sure everybody here has, except for me and JVB, probably have played Wii Sports. Let's talk about that. What do you guys think of that, man? I heard that game was fantastic. That like some of the different
some
mini
of
games
them were fantastic. Not all of them, though.
I couldn't figure out boxing. I don't know how you could do the 2 hands thing if only one's a motion sensor.
Yeah, boxing definitely has issues. So does golf. Golf is kind of hard to judge your power when you're swinging the remote. And it's not really, like, fun. Like, if you walk into a room and see someone playing golf, you're like, oh, that's lame. And if you see them playing tennis, you're like, oh, dude, I got next round.
And tennis is great. Tennis is, like, a lot of people describe some of the Wii games as easy to pick up and hard to master. In tennis, I just had trouble trying to aim it, but it was a lot of fun.
Now, tennis...
Yeah, you don't really aim it.
Okay, good.
When I played Wii tennis a lot, I was playing it a bunch on launch day because my friend got one, and we were at an aftercast party for a show, the show that we just did. I would just sort of swing my arms around the air like I was retarded or trying with like part of the Salvation Army or something. Donate money to us, but and it was fairly fun.
Yeah,
I'm on geek right now, and there's so many Wii stores.
I quite enjoy baseball. Baseball is definitely one of my favorites on there.
Baseball,
really?
In baseball, like there, you get so many different guys, and like I don't know if anyone's seen this, but like if you have like other Miis, they're probably gonna show up in baseball too, right?
Yeah, it's like a team in the outfielder in your back.
Sometimes they actually sit in the audience and they cheer for you and stuff like that. Pretty cool.
That's cool.
You got John Stamos eating a hot dog.
Yeah.
Nice.
Basically, in a baseball, it's, you know, one person pitches while the other swings, and like you can hold down a button while you're pitching to change, you know, to change it to like a fastball or a different kind of thing. And
okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Like, right. So like, if you like do a normal hit, whatever. Like, I've had it where I hit it, and you know, the pitcher caught it, and that was an out. And I've had one where I got just a single, you know, to first base, and then I had another where I hit a home run. So it's kind of really depends on how you hit it.
So the only thing you have to remember remember with baseball is not to throw your remote and not to drop it.
Have you guys seen that stuff with the YouTube videos whenever people are throwing their remotes in accident?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, well, there's a video that I saw last night, and this guy is recording his parents playing, and the mom is playing tennis, and she hits the ball, and it whips right into his face, and it hits the camera.
Yeah, I saw that. That was on a tech show.
That's crazy, man.
They
have a problem.com if you don't know what we're talking about.
They had, a recall on, the remote for the straps. I guess they're making, a better strap thing on that.
Yeah.
Apparently they were breaking or something.
My question is, do you get that involved in the game where you kind of forget what you're doing?
Yeah,
really. You just need to have self-control. Where,
it's one of the things where you really could play it by just barely moving it. Some people just call that toolbox gaming, I think was the term. But it's just so much fun to just really get in there and swing like crazy and just, play it like a maniac. it's a lot more fun.
Getting a life or death struggle with a Nazi and everything.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm just imagining him rolling on the ground, having the Wiimote and the nunchuck, he's choking the Nazi and he's being choked and he's on the ground His uncle walks in and he's like, "What the crap is going on?"
I'm not gonna start any lotteries about this, but I'm not gonna say I condone this, but I wonder who's the first person who's going to hang himself via Wii.
Oh wow!
They try to lasso something and the cord gets trapped around the neck or some sort of Final Destination style kill.
And they fall off of their couch and they do a move and it's over.
That is morbid but somehow funny.
Yeah.
All right,
dude. It's bogus shit, semi-humorous.
I guess we can move on to Night Shadow.
Right. Okay. All right. This one's from Night Shadow. Hey, Podtack. It's Night Shadow, and I have some reviews on the Wii. Hey, it's friggin' amazing. I think it has everything a Nintendo fan could want. Let me start off with Wii Sports. I think it's so fun and great for the family. The experience points from when you playing alone gives you a great challenge. I've made it in pro bowling, in Wii bowling, and it's so fun. Second, the backward compatibility. Is much better than that of the 360 because it plays all GameCube games instead of the few. This is great for those who love the classic Super Smash Bros. Melee. Shop channel is great for those who can relax playing a nice classic from Nintendo. Well, that's all I have to say for now. Great job, guys, and keep trying bragging and drugs.
When he says he can play GameCube games, I've heard you can put the disc in there, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you can how you do that is you just gotta have a GameCube controller and you plug it in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Now with the backwards compatibility, I mean, we all know that Xbox 360 has its fair shares of trouble with that because it's doing it through emulation software, whereas the Nintendo Wii is using pretty much the same hardware architecture that it did with the GameCube.
Right.
It's a lot easier. Plus, you're getting old games that are like 8 megabytes big, So it's a lot easier to download and stuff. Now, when you download these virtual console games, what are you using as a storage device?
The Wii comes with onboard memory. I'm not sure exactly how much is on there, but it's just like flash memory.
Yeah, 500 megabytes, I believe. If it was.
Yeah, I think that's it. And the games don't take that much memory. It's like, it's not even funny how
it
works. Here's how it works. You got on your main screen, you got all these different, they're called channels, or these little windows, and you can only have, so many, you only have however many channels there, so you can only hold so many games there. And for the controllers, how that works is, you can buy this retro controller thing for playing a Super Nintendo and other games. And if you're playing an NES game, you can just actually, if you turn the Wiimote on its side, that's basically what it is, an NES controller. The normal Wiimote. It's the control pad and the A and B.
I did see that, and that was pretty cool. Yeah.
I'm actually holding the arcade, that's what they call it, the arcade controller. And what it does is you plug it into the back of the Wiimote, kind of how the nunchuck plugs in, mm-hmm. plug it in the back, and you can just set it down. And it works just like a normal controller. It has two joysticks, it has a directional pad, or a C pad, it has an A, B, X, and Y, and it has two bumpers.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah, I've seen it. It looks pretty cool. So, how many virtual console games do you guys have?
I bought one.
And how much was
Mario 64.
Yeah. How much was it? Like, how much was it to purchase?
300 Wii points, which is basically like around $3 to $5.
Cool.
Not a bad price. And the performance of the game itself, of Mario 64. I mean, did you play it on the game? Nintendo 64.
Yes.
Was it? I mean, does it control the same visually? Is it improved slightly, or is it an exact replica?
It's a little different than you might think, because like the controller, like normally you would use the C-pad to like move it your way, but this time it's a little awkward because it's on the left side of your directional joystick, so the way you're walking is a little different than the way you're controlling your camera. But I think you can map it to the other joystick, so it's not that hard.
Alright.
Cool.
Yeah, that game's classic, how important is it
to have backwards compatibility in your console? I mean, is it a big deal? To me, it's not that much of a big deal.
No, to me, it wouldn't sell me a console on its own.
Right. For a lot of people, they get rid of their console and they get a new one, you know. Like, I'm going to give away my old Xbox to a friend because I just got my 360.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, all the games I have are backwards compatible, except for the old Ghost Recon, and I got the new one anyways.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I know Fumo Jive has his opinion on backwards compatibility, right?
Yeah, yeah. See, I had... the problem I had is that I still have my Xbox One because when I went to go possibly sell my Xbox One to get my 360, right, I went in there and I found out that I had 15 games or something like that, more than 15, that don't work on the 360. And I'm like, holy crap, dude. I'm not just going to like give up all this money I spent on these games, you know, and just like throw them out the window.
I hear that.
So,
I saw that you put Brothers in Arms.
Yeah, man. Brothers in Arms. I think both of them don't work on the 360. I know the first one doesn't, so... That was like, oh man, can't just give up Brothers in Arms, man. That is the game right there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like with the Xbox 360, there's still a few games that I do want to see become backwards compatible. But, I mean, like Shenmue 2 is one of my favorite Xbox games. And it's finally backwards compatible. And I was going to buy it. Then I'm like, you know, when am I really going to play it compared to the other games that I currently have that I haven't finished yet.
Yeah.
That are, of course, you know, new gen. Because, of course, we can't call these consoles next gen anymore. So, I don't know. To me, I think backwards compatibility is a little overrated.
Well, one thing I was explaining last night is that the thing I think is that is a big point with backwards compatibility, right, is that I don't have a GameCube, but I know there's been a bunch of fantastic games that came out on the GameCube that I never got to play. Now, I know that when I get a Wii, I'm also going to get compatibility with the GameCube, and because a Wii is a step above the GameCube, now GameCube games are suddenly super cheap because the GameCube is not current generation system anymore. So because of that, not only do I get to play a whole bunch of GameCube games, but they're now cheaper. And since a whole bunch of them have come out, I can, you know, just look on the internet and find out which ones are the best ones. And, you know, so I get like 3-in-1 right there.
And you gotta get Resident Evil 4.
That's like the... Well, it's not the game to get on GameCube, but it is it's pretty awesome game when you compare the GameCube and its capabilities and how they made that game look beautiful.
It's like the goriest game.
Super Smash Brothers, so I'm thinking of going back and buying that. And
also well, I bought GameCube before I bought an Xbox, and I was a huge Nintendo supporter. And I still am, but, you know, I bought that thinking that it was going to have online play and everything, and it didn't. And, you know, third-party support was very limited. Eventually, I went with the Xbox, and I don't regret it. But, you know, the GameCube did have some real good titles. So, yeah, you know, with the Wii, you know, the fact you can use a GameCube disc on the Wii, you know, that's definitely a huge plus.
Yeah. I think we lost someone.
Cuckoo clock's going off again. Dang, man, what does that go off like every 15 Sapa. Minutes or something?
Oh, we lost Sapa? Wow. All right, so, I'll send another invite. So, let's go to the next one.
Yeah. I'll just do this one. Go for it. Crash Course says, I'm doing an article for the school newspaper on how people lose grip of the controller and the wrist strap breaks. The controller goes straight into your new Xbox 360. What? Or straight into your 40-inch plasma screen HD TV. Also, people are getting hurt while playing. Dislocated knees, broken arms, you name it. Go to wehaveaproblem.com for more info.
Yeah.
Wait, so if I do get a Wii, I won't have any problem because I don't have a 40-inch plasma?
Yeah. Or if you have an Xbox 360, it gravitates towards that. It goes straight into it.
Plenty of padding on it, that's all.
Yeah.
How do you break your arm while playing the Wii? I mean, the Wii is like 1/8 of the mass of my arm. I mean, well, I have a massive arm, though, but...
Blow up.
Okay. Some people, you know...
Can't hear you, JVB. It's breaking up a bit. Yeah. But, dude, one thing, though, is that I think the reason a lot of people, you know, get, like, injuries with the Wii and stuff is because they're a bunch of, like, nerds that don't get any exercise. And they get up and, like, swing their arms around, and they're like, ah, my arm, I'm swinging it.
I mean, you're going to see me up there soon.
My arm is dislocated.
Rail nerd from Michigan is hospitalized.
What happened to him? Oh, he tried to exercise a little bit. It was horrible.
Oh, man. Call the Wii ambulance.
The Wii ambulance.
Yeah, the Wii. Yeah.
Wii ambulance.
Wii ambulance.
What I wonder is, what would Bungie do if they started working on the Wii? Because I just found a Master Chief Mii out there. So I was like, maybe they could bundle it in or do some, like, dual wielding with the nunchuck. But that's just my crazy ideas.
Nice.
Maybe Bungie should start selling screenshots of Halo 3 just to make more money. Because...
But
back on topic.
Yeah, back on topic. With the controller, let's talk a little bit more about, how does the nunchuck work? I understand there's, like, a motion sensor in that, right? But is there, like, rumble in that, and there's the speaker and something,
There's no rumble in it.
Yeah, there's no speaker in the nunchuck. It's basically got a cord that attaches to the nunchuck controller, thus making it a nunchuck. And it's basically got... It's almost kind of like the 360, you know, like, the way it's got the shoulder button and the, like, trigger button. Mm-hmm. And it's got that, and it's got a control stick.
Hmm. Okay.
And, does the Wii controller have rumble?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
Hey, how many...
All right, pretty cool.
Does the Wii come with more than one controller, or does it come with just one?
I think it comes with a controller and a nunchuck.
No, you have to buy a
nunchuck
separate.
That's it. You have to buy a nunchuck separate? Okay. So, that kind of sucks because you have to have it for certain games, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's certain games.
And for Wii Sports, it's... All of them besides boxing don't need it, but boxing you do need a nunchuck for it.
And if you want to play Zelda, of course, you need it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're pretty much forced to buy it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. $60 for a controller if you're... looking at pricing right now.
Yeah, that's kind of pricey.
Yeah.
Hey, we never talked about Zelda really in detail. We kind of glossed over it. What do you guys think of Zelda?
Oh, man, I got to play Zelda, and it was... I don't care what anyone else says. I thought it was really great. It's really? Basically, when you...
Go ahead. sorry. I think it's good on the GameCube, but from what I've seen on the Wii, it's nothing special. I think that with the controller, it makes it a little bit more harder, and it's a port. It's a GameCube game that was ported to the Wii, so you're not getting updated graphics that everyone was expecting. I think some people were kind of like, oh, this is better, but it's kind of like the same thing. There's the dungeons, you get the key, you go around, and but I mean, that's Zelda for you.
Yeah.
That's how all the Zelda games are. That's how they always will be. They're made for Nintendo fans. Nintendo fans are used to that. They don't like change. They like the regular. They like updated graphics, but gameplay, they pretty much want the same. And I think that the Wii changed it. Some of them embraced and liked it, and some are still kind of working their way there. But I think that Zelda is a way better game than the GameCube. Just from seeing my brother-in-law play it and my friend play it on the Wii, I was way more interested when he was playing it on the GameCube than when he was playing on the Wii.
Well, yep. I personally really liked the Wii version. I thought, well, the one aggravating part of it was when you're trying to aim, it's really, really sensitive, and it's really hard to hit a specific target. So mainly just use like this kind of auto-target system if you want to hit something. And basically, to attack, you kind of swing your remote, and if you want to do that awesome spin attack, you kind of shake the nunchuck thing around. And you know, it's one of the things where really the way you swing doesn't affect too much, but you know, I'm one of the people that kind of goes crazy and swings it, you know, like a sword.
So in other words, you can't play that game if it's 3 a.m. and you're a little tipsy. Or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Dude, your controller's gonna go right into your Xbox 360 man, or your 40-inch plasma TV.
I've not played Wii Zelda. Did they ruin the hookshot?
Somebody haven't gotten that long shot.
What
I've read is it's the hookshot, it's long shot, and then like you get like then it's like the double claw shot.
There's the claw shot you get. And then you get a dual claw shot for some of the later on levels when you have to attach to a wall and then you have to attach to another wall and keep going. It makes it a little bit more easier when you have two of them.
Kind of like, you know, in Indiana Jones, you know, just like
Spider-Man.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, my son has a GameCube and I'm thinking of picking it up for the GameCube.
He would like it, trust me.
Because, you know, no, well, my son's 5. He's not really going to be into that. It's for me. I mean, I've played the original, you know, gold-plated cartridge.
Yeah. No, I played the gold version, dude.
Yeah, that was, like,
I think that
the first game
that,
I can remember, like, non-stop, you know, playing non-stop and 5 hours on
it. I think the first Zelda I played non-stop was Link to the Past. That game was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
That game really started the whole craze. I mean, the first one was awesome, but Link to the Past really was just such a step up that it just...
I was so hooked on that game, man.
Buzz about Zelda and Link.
Now, what would you guys rate Zelda Twilight Princess?
I'd give it a 3 out of 5.
Wow. Dang. Really?
4 points.
I mean, it was
3.
I'd give it a 5 out of 5.
Yeah, I mean, it's good, but the gameplay is a little edgy. Like, there's some parts that were really hard. Like, my brother-in-law was on this one level. I think it took him 3 hours to get out of this really short dungeon because he'd missed one room and he'd done every other room, and he had to go back to that room and didn't remember which room it was. And there's, like...
Well, that's
that
kind of game
in general.
In
order to get to this one room. Yeah, I know, but I've never played another Zelda like that where it's taken me 3 hours to get out of, like, a boss room or something like that. This one's kind of edgy, and there's some areas that need some work, but I mean, overall, it's a decent game, but I was expecting way more, so that's why I think it's a 3 out of 5. It's not perfect, but I mean, it's decent.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, everyone's definitely going to, you know, play Twilight Princess and until the real Wii version of Zelda comes out.
Right.
I guess, you know, we can say that. So, but from what I heard, it's a very, very great game. So
yeah, it's getting perfect tens on a lot of different gaming sites and stuff. As far as like, you know, the critics, they love it. So
yeah, but, I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
So average wise, we here at Podtacular give it a 4.
Out of 5.
That was an unbelievably long. Okay. Because I was holding my breath the whole time.
Yeah, I need some sound effect.
All right, so Sapajew, since you got disconnected before, you can read yourself.
Please do.
Okay.
Sapajew's back?
Yeah.
Oh, he is. I didn't know.
Wii is... Well, I misspelled it, but the Wii is Ostswarm. Some of the coolest things...
Dude, you said Asswarm.
Creating...
What is an Asswarm, man? Is that like a type of gnome or something? Asswarm.
Okay, it sounds like from Lord of the Rings or something.
No, I know, right? Lord Asswarm.
What Asswarm?
The gnomes.
Guide us with your wisdom.
Some of the coolest things about the Wii are the creating of your avatars, aka Miis. Your Miis can be used for Wii Sports and your stats, but coming soon is Wii Play, which is a collection of mini-games that takes advantage of your Miis.
Okay.
Another
you mean
cool
the one
thing
where
about
just
the
got
Wii
the
is a virtual console and the Opera web browser. A virtual console is basically where you go to download your favorite classic games like Super Mario. Most kind of like Xbox Live Arcade. Opera web browser is, well, you guessed it, a web browser from Opera. The moment
really
is only it is only a trial version, but soon it will be a full-fledged version, and it so far it supports Flash like YouTube. You can check your emails, go on your message boards, and last but not least, I'm just gonna say that Zelda rules and is the best installment of the franchise yet. So all in all, yes, I am a wiener.
Nah. You're a wiener, man.
Okay, so Asswarm, could you tell us about the a little more about the web browser?
The web browser. It works just like a normal Internet Explorer. Not Internet Explorer, but it has a little gray bar on the bottom of your screen, and it has like the refresh, home, favorites, and cancel. So you can do all the cool stuff. You can type with an on-screen keyboard, so that's pretty easy. And yeah, it works just like a normal browser.
Now it's a trial version, so obviously this is going to be a retail price. Do you have any idea how much have they said anything about pricing?
No, they haven't.
And would you pay? What would be the maximum amount of money you would pay for the Opera browser?
$10 maximum.
$10. Yeah. That'd be a fair price for an online browser, as long as it's a flat rate.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, different type of fees, no Wii fees.
Dude, whoa. What the crap was that?
We just got stabbed on Podtacular.
What the hell, man?
Somebody was playing with their Wii, and Mommy walked into the room.
Dude, we have heard it all on Podtacular, man. We got the screaming at the top of the lungs. We got the cuckoo clock. We got yesterday we had a dog playing with a squeaky toy, and it was weow, weow, weow. We had like a phone ringing that sounded like it was from the Matrix, like an old phone. It was like, ding. Dude, we've had everything, man. Oh, we had a mom screaming, like, saying, I don't care what you're doing if you're on Skype. You got to go to bed right now.
That's hilarious.
We are the show where you hear it all.
Yeah, really. That's what you get with the round table, man.
We're worse
than
Howard Stern.
We're not worse than Howard Stern, fortunately. We'd have to be quite a ways.
Yeah, Howard, we're free. Howard Stern is now serious.
Yeah, Mr.
I forgot how much
there's more
is
differences between us and Howard Stern than that.
Oh, on the note of Wii Play, I just found the headline. It's going to be released February 12th, 2007, so do what you will, but that's what I hear the release date is.
Right.
Okay. Well, now that we're thoroughly scared out of our freaking pants, man.
Is someone doing one of those mace things where you get to the second level and then you get to the end and then like, blah! You know what I'm talking about? Or the things where it's find the difference in these two's picture and then like faster 5 seconds dreams are you?
Oh, man, I hate those. Oh, I had one where it plays Jingle Bells, like, you know, like there's a secret message when you play Jingle Bells backwards. Like, after I just.
Oh, I know. Yeah, those YouTube things, yeah.
Yeah.
Me, I'm really jittery because technically I have ADHD. Technically. so I'm really jittery, so when I see something like that, I just jump back, I fall into things, because I have a very large chair.
Oh.
So I'm, like, falling over stuff, like, help me!
I know.
Turning over small pads.
So, okay, take... Morocco.
You're breaking up, dude.
Who's taking Morocco?
Let's see, why don't I do it? Right. Let's see. Morocco Ninja says, I feel that the name of the Wii is childish sounding, but also somewhat inappropriate. There are many situations where the use of it can sound wrong. For example, can I bring my Wii over? Then we can both play with our Wiis.
Sound like you're Jack Thompson.
But see, that's just little kids being kids. If you're, like, an adult, you won't mess around with the name. I mean, sometimes you probably will, just like, oh, I'm playing with my Wii, guys. But some of the guys are going to be like, hey, guys, we're going to play with our Wii. Isn't that so gross? And then they're like, little kids, they're just, like, trying to make a joke out of it. And I know Nintendo...
Can I just say something?
Kids, I think that's why they did that. Because the Wii gets stuck in your head. You're not going to forget what the Wii is.
True.
Sometimes people are probably like, what's a PlayStation when it first came out? But like, oh, dude, you know what the Wii is? Of course I know what the Wii is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like one of those things where it's like it's easy to remember, easy to pronounce, you know, and in every language, you know, any no matter what language you are, you can probably pronounce Wii. Yeah.
Well, the best one day, a friend of mine, well, not a friend of mine, but a coworker of mine at work. We're talking about video games because, of course, you know, I'm always talking about the Xbox 360. So he's like, did you hear about the WII? And I'm like, you mean the Wii, dude? He goes, the what?
The WII. Like, the Wii.
That's what it's the Wii.
Or the W2.
Like, WII.
Dude. W-I-I. Walking around calling it the WII all day.
The name, I mean, I know what they're trying to, I mean, did explain. I mean, it's going to be the Revolution.
The Revolution? That was awesome, man.
Yeah, man, that was a sweet name, man. And it's kind of, I remember when they came out with the Wii name and they were kind of spreading around the internet and everybody's like, dude, you know what they're calling the thing? They're calling it a Wii. But everybody's like, you know, they're making jokes about it and they're like, dude, I don't even know. I don't think I like that name. It's like dorky, you know? But then now it's like, I think it's kind of cool because like even, you know, you tell adults about it and like at first they don't even notice like the obvious joke. And then when they do, it's like so hilarious to them, but they still, it's nothing detrimental to the system because they already know that like a lot of people, you know, are giving it rave reviews and everything. So well, it actually like, just ends up being kind of a cool thing.
Now. Oh, sorry.
So.
I'll finish what you're saying, sorry, I interrupted.
No, I'm done, yeah, go ahead.
Alright. Well, I was
my friend
saying...
Brian is a little bit wet, wee.
Well,
I like to play with it.
Okay, that's kind of awesome, dude.
In now, there's really only one listener in podcast other than me that will truly get that joke.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
He was trying to say something there.
Like, what I was saying is that, like, a lot of people are doing that. Like, Xbox 360, it was originally called the Xenon. Halo 3 was originally called Forerunner. I mean, a lot of people are doing that. Change it up, you know, oh, do you think this is what it's called? Guess what? It's not. Like,
oh, you
what
face.
It was.
They're keeping people interested.
But what that did was, it got everyone talking, you know, everyone was mad or whatever, but it got everyone talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it got more buzz about it, and, you know, got more people to hear about it.
Yep.
Yes, because at the time, you know, you had the PS3 coming out, so they needed something to kind of sidetrack everybody's attention. So what?
And they did.
Coming with some crazy name.
Yeah.
But at least the name has a meaning, you know. I guess, you know, it just means, you know, we, you know, everybody. We can play together and blah, 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 you know?
We can play with our Wiis.
We sure can. Right. Hey, JVB, why don't you read the last one with Red Channel there, and we'll wrap it up.
Sure. Certainly, buddy.
All right.
He goes, I bought my Wii on launch day. So far, I'm impressed that Nintendo is, one, supporting an online console, and two, getting some decent third-party support. I'm pretty satisfied with it so far, but in some places it falls short. For instance, rumble in the Wii remote feels out of place. The rumble motor is right under the A button, and while I'm playing Zelda, I can make Link roll, but sometimes you crash up against walls.
Ouch.
When this happens. I know, right? The retarded Zelda.
Like in real Heart life, like you run into a wall. Ow!
Oh! I'm feeling a rumble.
Doesn't want to stop.
That's a concussion, dude. That's not a rumble.
Because when this happens, the controller feeds me a buzzing sensation in my hand for about 2.5 seconds. Like a York peppermint patty?
Nice.
Anyway, feel good at all. Oh.
Taste and sensation.
And the nunchuck doesn't have... the nunchuck doesn't have rumble in it. Feels kind of cheap and empty the inside. Online is not quite there, but it's coming. But the only thing you can do online with the Wii is send and receive text messages. You can send pictures and browse the web too. Now, what kind of pictures can you send? I mean, can...
Transfer them from your SD memory card. And so you can take it off your computer, put on like the little SD card, and stick it onto your Wii. And you can edit it in the photo channel and send it off.
I heard like if you've got a digital camera, you can, you know, take it right from your digital camera and put it on your Wii. That's what I heard.
Yeah, the SD card that's in the digital camera, you take that out and pop it.
Huh, that's kind of interesting. That's pretty cool.
Nice.
So, you can also mod the game saves by making some great stuff for modders. We do not condone modders in any sort. In fact, we hate them.
Yeah, so that's...
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Also says, so hopefully these miracle firmware updates will enable the system to expand upon more online features, like a chat channel or something. By the way, Weather Channel is pretty freaking sweet. Weather Channel, that's what exactly, guys?
Basically, you connect your Wii to Wii Connect 24, and that's basically the online service. And the Weather Channel, you can update it to your location, so wherever you are in the world. And it will basically tell you the weather that's outside, what if it's windy, and you can actually zoom out. And it's a little cool feature. It's a globe, and you can spin it around and then stop it and then go to some place and figure out the temperature there. So want to find out the temperature at your cousin's house? Go ahead. And that's what you can do.
That's sweet. That's kind of cool.
So you find out like, the temperature in Siberia?
Any arcade comic off that.
Oh, man, I love that. It's raining in Shanghai.
It's raining in Shanghai.
Nice.
Oh, man. That means you have to start over. I hope you saved.
Now, he also goes on to say that as for the games he bought Red Steel and Zelda. He said Red Steel is a piece of crap, and he would recommend that you do not buy it unless you want the box. The box is pretty nice for decoration. He also says Red Steel is broken and it feels totally unfinished, and there's a lot of bugs in it. He goes, Zelda isn't all that great either. He goes, in his opinions, he goes, sure, it's the best Zelda game ever. Well, that's kind of contradicting yourself.
Yeah.
Right? He goes, but the dungeons get boring and boring pretty quick because they all follow the same format of Ocean Arcana of Time.
Ocarina.
Yeah,
Ocarina.
Ocarina. Macarena of Time. And,
Cortana?
Hey, Ocarina.
Cortana of Time?
He goes, most of the dungeons follow the same format of finding the key to the next room, finding a boss to get the item, get out of that room, finding about two or three keys, and then fighting the main boss to get the magic thing, whatever that is.
The magic Wii.
The Wii.
He also said, but yeah, aside from all that, I'm pretty in love with the Wii. And he goes, if you plan on purchasing a second console this season, I would recommend that despite shortcomings, because they can all be fixed, and it's the most different out of the three. He goes, I just wish they had released a patch to keep damn blue light on. Now, what is, he said it only stays on when you receive a update, system update, or a message. What is this blue light he's talking about?
It's where the disc goes in. It's this little blue neon kind of looking thing. Mm-hmm. And it turns on, it flashes when you turn it on, and if you got a message, it'll flick on. Or if it's updating, then you have to reset the console. But, yeah.
Now, Now he kind of echoed my thoughts on the Wii. Whereas I consider it a good complement to another system. Like I have an Xbox 360.
Right.
I'm thinking of getting a Nintendo Wii eventually. Mm-hmm. Think of it more as a complementary to a system that you currently, you know, size of what system you own. Do you guys feel that it's more of a complementary system, or do you feel it's a good standalone system to have?
It's a good complementary because, like, with my Xbox, like, if I had my Wii, then, like, if I was playing Xbox and I got really mad, I would just go play my Wii for, like, an hour and cool off and chill, and I could play an old game that I had nostalgia or euphoria with when I was a little kid, and I remember it and had fun with that. I'm like, oh, dude, I remember this level, you know, oh, that's where that one thing is. I can't believe I remember that. I played that game from, like, 10 years ago. I mean, I've had so many moments, like,
yeah,
video games that I played as a kid, and that's pretty much what you could do with the Wii. But, I mean, the Wii's pretty much just, like, a chill-back, fallback system when you're not in a good mood.
It's, Absolutely. The Wii is a very, it's great for party games when you got, like, a bunch of people over, and it's, like, a cool thing to show off to people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and actually, I don't remember how this went exactly. I heard that at E3, like during the Wii, like or Nintendo press conference, when the head guys from Xbox came over and you know kind of you know said that you know maybe instead of getting a PS3, you could buy an Xbox 360 and a Wii.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the Wii 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it started off. The Wii 60 started there. He was saying that it would be a good complement console. He was kind of. It was promoting, but a slap in the face at the same time.
Yes, absolutely. That's the same thing I was thinking because, you know, it's a little degrading. I mean, indirectly saying, okay, you know, Wii's going to be cool, but, you know, you can still buy ours as your main console. And then, you know, once in a while, play a Wii. And, you know, actually, Nintendo, it's okay with that because they weren't trying to compete, you know, with the same technical babble that was going on between Xbox 360 and the PS3.
Yeah.
So they're out there to promote more of a, you know, let's all get together and play the Wii for like 5-6 hours, you know? And
well, it's like Nintendo, I think they know they're not the powerhouses they used to be when they first came out with Nintendo. So, I mean, I think they're kind of embracing their second place standing now Xbox and PlayStation.
What I think is Nintendo's kind of almost aiming at a different market now.
Absolutely.
You know, and it, like, you know, like, the Wii is really playable by anyone. You know, it's very easy to pick up, and it's a lot of fun. And, like, for a lot of people who haven't played games before, like, you know, one of the 360 controllers or whatever, with all the different buttons, and, you know, it can be kind of intimidating. And with the Wii, you know, to swing it, to play tennis, it's like, oh, you know, it just comes natural.
Yeah, and Fumo, you were telling me that you're going to buy a Nintendo Wii because your wife can play it.
Yeah, dude, that is the one reason that I am going to buy a Wii, because I tried everything, dude, to get my wife to play, like, games
with
me.
Good reason, though, dude.
It's a damn good reason, I'm telling you what, man. I mean, I bought Fusion Frenzy, I sold a bunch of games to buy a second 360 controller, and she just is not coordinated with the... I mean, we're used to it, we're gamers, we can... you know, wrap our thumbs around a controller and get used to it real quick. But she's like, what am I doing? This is weird. You know, it's... And she just gets confused and ticked off real quick with the controllers. But, dude, a Wii, anybody can play that, man. You can just, like, you know, you swing a golf club. It's like, you don't... There's no learning curve. So, I mean, she'll... You know, I really think she'll be able to actually play it with me, which I'm really pumped about and is definitely a big selling point for me.
Yeah, and that's why I feel that, you know, with current gen now, you know, being so expensive and being all about, you know, new technology and you know, graphic shaders and, you know, polygon counts. Nintendo came out with something simple, yet something new, and it's the perfect console that's going to kind of even the playing field and give some, you know, give hardcore gamers an outlet to something a little different, and it's going to keep things a bit fresh now in video game world.
Yeah. Well, I think the reason the Wii is a complimentary console is since it has such a unique thing, anybody can use it. So if you're, let's say, hypothetically, you're table, your wheeling grandmother comes over and you could play tennis with her, but then you can also turn around, and if your grandmother's also one of those cool grandmothers, which I don't have, you could then turn around and play Gears with them, too. Yeah. So you could play with anyone and then still play the other games.
Dude, the Cuckoo Clock's going off, man.
That they're... Well, did you say the Ku Klux Klan is going on? I swear that's what I heard.
That's definitely not what I said.
Well, for me, PS3 and the Xbox 360 is more of, like with Granny, she comes over, you're going to just show her, you know, the different games that are out. You know, like Gears of War, you're going to be like, look, beautiful this game looks like. As to where the Wii, you're going to go, Grandma, here, take this controller and just swing at the ball.
Yeah.
So, totally different, you know. I mean, one, you know, unless, you know, you're a video game savvy, like Fumo said, you know, you're not going to just pick up a 360 controller and be like, oh, this is natural. A Wii, you know, after a few minutes of getting used to the, you know, using, you know, hands to play, and, you know, you're going to get used to it. So it's definitely, you know, came at the right time, man.
For real.
So, before we cut the show, I want you guys to give a brief statement as to what your Wii means to you.
Okay, I'll go first with this.
And you are?
Stop it, Drew.
Where are you, and how did you get this Skype chat?
Yeah, of course, I'm Stop it, gosh. Anyway, my Wii, what does it mean? It's just a great console. It's one of the better consoles I've owned. I don't have a 360, so that's why I'm saying that.
Okay.
Yeah, you can boo at me now, it's okay. yeah, it's a great system. It doesn't have all the powerhouse graphics and all that stuff, but it's just really fun to play, and there's not really a reason to ignore it. You guys should definitely check it out.
Yeah, cool.
All okay, right. So this is what Clownix thinks. I love the Wii. It's a great thing. It's a great complementary system. And it would be great if they, like, I love it so much, I want to name a part of my body after it. I'm not sure which one that is.
Okie dokie. All right, next.
This is Axel Sore, and, what the Wii means to me is, it's a really great, it's going to be a great way to get in touch with people and, to play with people and have fun with each other. And, you know, before, like, with some of my relatives and family members, you know, they have no idea how to do a, 360 game. But, you know, if I just said, you know, here, try this out, you know, and it's... just picked it up, and you know, it's another way to connect with people.
All right, well, this is Dr.
I have a friend who just finished the Canadian campaign called.
Dude, you're talking over him there.
Nah.
Go ahead, Doctor.
Thanks. Okay. Anyway, I can't tell you what mine means to me because I don't have one. I can tell you what my friend's Wii means to me though, because whenever he brings it over, I pretty much steal it from him, and he never sees it until he leaves.
So you like playing with his Wii?
Yeah, dude. I'm playing with my Wii right now. But it's just brought people forward. It's brought many people that I know together. Like, we'll hang out, just do fun stuff on the Wii, and it's just awesome that Nintendo's back in a big way.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with that statement. You know, Nintendo was the king of the console, and you know, they fell off for a while, and I guess they learned from their mistakes. And hey, you know, they're back with a vengeance now.
They fell off the wagon, but they're back on.
With the nunchucks.
Yeah, man, 3 million consoles in a span of what? 2 months?
Yeah,
it's pretty impressive. You can't even find
it's
them.
Saying something, dude.
No, I lined up on launch day for like 5 hours. And, like a guy, just a few people in front of me got one, and I didn't. And,
oh wow.
Yeah.
Right. Cool. So all I guess right. We can wrap it up, yo.
Yeah, yo. Well, guys, send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. As you can hear, we've been changing up the format to keep things fresh, so keep an eye on podtacker.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show. We're going to be talking all about what's going on with Halo 3, the latest info, you know, stuff about what we can expect in that game of the future and what Podtacker is going to do to keep up with it.
Yep.
And you can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Customs and Call-In show, so drop us a line.
Yeah, be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's a lot of buzz going on about Halo 3, Halo 2 Vista, and the new Halo 2 maps are going to be exclusive to the Xbox 360 in spring of 2007, and other stuff.
Do we have a website? Okay, keep going.
And thanks all that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working in the community or site, contributing to PayPal, and helping out with the hosting bill, which according to Fumo Jive comes every month.
Yeah.
And show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you guys. And thank you very much.
For sure. And also, until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JBB.
And I'm Axel Sork.
I'm Clone X, not spell check, contrary to what I've been thinking. Oh, also broadcasting from a paper tube.
Oh, no. Nice. All right.
Other people.
Other people.
I'm Night Shadow.
Night Shadow, dude. Late again.
You know, I want to. What are you doing?
And I'm Sapadroom.
You guys are always last.
And he's always like 10 minutes late.
Hey, thanks for coming on, you know, taking time off from a Friday night.
Thank you, dude. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. And,
a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, and, you know, keep on fragging your Wii's.
I'm going to go play with mine right now.
Yeah. And your, you know, your cuckoo clocks.
Yeah, exactly. And your ass wombs.
Wait. So is this when the theme music comes in right now?
Do it.
I think it's louder.
Pretty much.
Louder.
No, it's drowning me out. Theme music. Stop drowning me.
That actually be pretty funny if you got it louder, because I remember some other Podtack episode and
Lone Banana's phone.
Lone Banana phone. Shout out to Lone Banana phone. It was something.
Alright, guys. Right, yeah. See you next time.
I need to give a shout out to Darkfoot, who needs it very badly.
I'd like to give a shout out to my friend, White and Wise, he's known in Halo 2, and or in other places, just Jack.
Just Jack. Okay.
You can't stop.